Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and the founder of Time to Talk About It, none other than the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And you know, God is good. He woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind that you're able to open up your eyes. You can see. You have the use of your limbs. We serve an awesome God, don't we? I tell you today, so you ought to give God praise. If you did not give him praise when you woke up this morning, you know what? Wherever you are right now, you ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. Because you know what? Many did not wake up this morning. Many are standing in judgment right now. You know, so today, give God praise. No matter what you're going through, give God the praise and the glory. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, it is not too late for you to do so. Amen. 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 You know, last night I got a text about a little baby and wanting prayer for the baby. And it was pretty rough. And you pray and you ask God's will to be done. And I received a text after 3 o'clock this morning letting me know that the baby passed away. And I said, the baby, because he was a baby. And it's so heart heartbreaking, you know, to see a life gone. It just lets you know, cherish the moments that you have with your loved ones. Enjoy them. And though, you know, I don't know the baby, just to know that, you know, the baby is no longer here. So today, pray for your loved ones and pray for the strength and enjoy your time with your loved ones. Don't allow, you know, something that they did that you didn't like keep you away, you know, from talking to them. If God says separate, understandable. But cherish your loved ones and pray for them. If you know that they are not safe and the walk that they are doing, you know, pray for them. Pray for them. They don't have to know that you're praying for them. Pray for them that God intervenes, that, you know, their lifestyle is change. You can do that. You can do that today. Amen. Well, you know, this broadcast, we started off with prayer, and I will begin to pray. So prepare your hearts, prepare your mind, get in that place, and let's begin to pray. As I also pray for you, you continue to pray for me. And for those of you that, you know, have someone that you would like to put on our prayer list, you know, you can call and you can ask, you know, for that person to be put on our prayer list. And we pray for them. We pray for them. Okay, you can call in, and that calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. So you can just go ahead, even if you want to pray yourself, we will pray for you. Okay, so let's get in that place right now with God. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord. Forgiveness, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father, that we're even praying for, Lord. Father, where we thought wrong, speak wrong, hear wrong, done wrong, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as some ask for prayer for themselves, Lord, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your strength. We thank you for your peace and your comfort, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, that you're the God that heareth all prayers, Lord. You're the God that answer all prayers, Lord, Father. Father, it may not be how we want it, Lord, Father. But, Father, you knows best, Lord, Father. And who is us to even begin to argue, Lord Father. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andy right now, Lord Father. And Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father, for his salvation, Lord. And Father, we're covering him under the blood right now, Lord. Father, we ask you right now for your shield of protection round about him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for rising him up, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for his warrant and minister angels standing guard round about him, Lord Father. And Father, as we pray for him, Lord Father, we just say, guide him right now, order his steps right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that praise report that we got about David, Lord Father, coming out of the coma, Lord Father, from his accident, Lord Father. We know, oh God, that it was nobody but you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for that second chance, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you are long-suffering and you are God, Lord Father, of many chances, Lord Father. So we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing him out of that coma, Lord. Father, we continue to cover him under the blood, Lord. Father, see the blood covering his doorposts, Lord. Father, if he don't know you as his Lord and Savior, Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to send someone right now, Lord Father. Father, to guide him, Lord Father, to you. And know that it was nobody but you, Lord Father, that kept him, that gave him this chance, Lord Father. That he, Lord Father, may tell friends and others, Lord Father, what you have done for him, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch his parents right now, Lord Father. Continue, oh God, to give them strength, give them peace, give them comfort, Lord Father. And Father, Lord, let them, Lord Father, keep their eyes on you, Lord Father, and never fail in praising you for what you have done, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, O God, for you to intervene on her behalf, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the blood covering, Lord Father, her mind right now, Lord Father. Father, peace, Lord Father, the peace that you, Lord Father, gave, not the world, O Lord. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to keep Alvin Vincent, Lord Father, in prayer, Lord Father. We continue to ask you to touch him right now as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord Father, for how you have brought him through those surgeries, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to heal his body right now. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. As we say, body line up with the word of God. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and that your will always be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you touch his wife, Pauline, right now, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now, Lord Father. Father, covering her under the blood, Lord Father. Father, she needs you, Lord Father. So, Father, as we come touching and agreeing, Lord Father, with this family, Lord, Father, touch the children right now, Lord Father. We come against asthma right now, Lord Father. We ask you to touch the airways, Lord Father. Touch the lungs right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue just flowing through that entire household right now, Lord Father. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. We're thanking you right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Ted, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for touching him right now. Father, touch his body right now, Lord. You know what he's in need of, Lord. Father, you said healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your healing, Lord. Father, we hold before you his wife, Pastor Vicky, Lord Father, as she continued to do, Lord Father, your work, Lord. We ask that you strengthen her as well as she stand and intervene, Lord Father God, on her husband's behalf, Lord Father. Father, the strength, Lord Father, that she needs from you, Lord. The comfort, Lord Father, the peace, Lord Father. Father, for her to continue to encourage him as well in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for bringing Gloria out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father God, that you're merciful, that you're loving, Lord, Father. Father, that she was able to see her birthday, Lord, Father. And we pray, O God, that you see many more to come, Lord. Heavenly Father, continue to touch her daughter, Ruth, Lord Father, as she is her caregiver, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you all caregivers right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father. And Father, as you strengthen them, that laughter and that smile, Lord Father, and help them, Lord Father, never to be weary in their well-doing, Lord Father. But Father, as they take care of others, Lord Father, it's like taking care of you, Lord Father, and about your business, Lord. So Father, we ask that you continue to touch and strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Evelyn right now, Lord Father. Father, that is on the onset of Alzheimer's, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now, Lord, and we speak healing right now, Lord, Father. Father, we know that you can reverse all things, Lord, Father. You can heal, Lord, Father. Father, you can make crooked paths straight, Lord. And Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you, Lord. Father, touch her daughter Cheryl as well, Lord, Father, as she began to take care of her mother, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus. And Father, when she's weary, Lord, Father, and ready to give up, Father, we speak strength and we speak encouragement into her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as we hold Jeremy before you, O God. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for all the many surgeries that you have brought him through, Lord Father. And Father, he knows, Lord Father, that it was nobody but you, O God, brought him through that accident, O Lord. Father, bringing him out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we speak strength right now to his legs, Lord Father. To his back, Lord Father, to his entire body, Lord, as we speak strength and healing, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that he is in rehab, learning, Lord Father, to walk again, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being merciful. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord. We thank you, O God, that we can come touching and agreeing, Lord, Father. Father, as others ask for prayer, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that we're standing united in prayer, Lord, Father. Father, coming before you, Lord, Father, asking you, Lord, Father, for your will to be done, Lord. Father, you say we have not, for we ask not, Lord, Father. So, Father, we're asking you today, Lord, Father, to hear our prayers, Lord. And we thank you and glorify you, O God, for answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you right now, Lord, Father, to touch our listeners, Lord. Father, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later date, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we thank you for just moving on their behalf, Lord. We thank you for answering, Lord, Father, that silent prayer, Lord, Father, that wasn't uttered, Lord, Father, out of their mouth, Lord, Father, but you heard them, Lord, Father. We thank you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for being our way maker for them. We thank you for being our burden bearer, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for making ways out of no ways for them, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for those that are seeking you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for softening their hearts, Lord, Father. We thank you right now that they decide, Lord, Father, Father, to come, Lord, Father, into the light, Lord, Father. Today I take this time, Lord, Father, to pray for our unsaved loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, that they may repent and turn, Lord, Father. And, Father, seek your face, Lord, and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, that they do not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord. Father, let them know the time is at hand, time is winding up, and time waits for no man, Lord, Father. So we thank you today for touching hearts and minds right now, Lord. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, Father, how you use this broadcast to touch many lives and many nations, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for you, Lord, Father, take control of this radio broadcast. And we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, Father, to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue, Lord, Father, to strengthen us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue to heal, deliver, and set free, Lord, Father. We thank you for never giving up on us, Lord, Father. We thank you for always walking with us. When we call upon you, you're just a breath away, O God. Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we thanking you for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you continue, Lord Father, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord Father. Use me, Lord Father. Use this empty vessel right now, Lord Father. Father, that you may touch your people, Lord, Father. Give them the ears to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive. Right now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many people in need of prayer. So many people in need of prayer. And sometimes we're praying for others. That, yes, you forget about yourself, but you know what? You can stand and ask God, say, I'm the one standing now. And you never know who is praying for you. When we pray, it's communication with God. And we're talking to him. And we're bringing others before him. Send him, Lord, help. Help. And I thank each and every listener for continually listening, for continually praying. Like I say, when I'm praying, you hold your prayer list up too. You get in that place and you begin to pray. And when someone asks you to pray for them the next time you go to church. Say, can I pray for you now? Can I pray for you now? They could be going through something, about to take their life, and you can be that last person can change. Change what they're about to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you the word for today. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of success. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of success. Amen. Amen. As I said, if you have not thanked God for waking you up this morning, clothing your right mind, being able to do for others other than yourself, you got the use of your limbs, you open your eyes that you can see, you are to thank God, even in your pain. Thank you, Lord, for healing my pain. Thank you, Lord, for touching my body today. Speak life. Speak life to yourself today. Pray and know that God hears prayers. He hears prayers. Again, I thank each and every listener. And as I touch and agree with your prayers, as you pray for others, pray for their healing. Pray for their salvation. That's what we need today. Much prayer. Amen. I'm going to talk to you today about patience. Patience that we all need. And I was like, Lord, I ask you to use me. Not what I want, but what the people need today. And it amazes you sometimes you just get one word or you get a group of words together and you just begin to look and read. Patience, it says, the capacity, habit, or fact of being patient, the capacity to endure what is different or disagreeable without complaining. Without complaining. And I was looking up the meaning of patience, and I found some of the synonym words for patient. And that was long suffering. And as I saw long, my mind went on the fruits of the Spirit. But before I go any farther, I will pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord, I ask you, O God, to decrease me, Lord, as you increase in me. Use this empty vessel, Lord, Father, to reach your people, Lord. Father, as I open my mouth, O God, I ask you, Lord, to speak for me, Lord, Father. Speak through me, Lord, Father. Use me, Lord, Father. Father, touch the people, Lord, Father. They need you, Lord. Father, at this time, as I bring forth your word, Lord, to Lord, Father, that they're in a peaceful place in you, Lord. Father, every turmoil right now, we speak peace. And Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to use this broadcast, O God, to touch many lives, Lord, Father. Father, the words that have been coming forth, Lord, Father, from your man and woman of God, Lord, Father, how you use them, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Well, Father, we know it's not about us, Lord, Father, but it's about those that need us, Lord, Father, and what, Lord, Father, you have us to do. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for the healing and deliverance taking place right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. As I said, I went over to Galatians 5 and 22. That's where you will find the fruit. And it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruits of the Spirit. Long-suffering. That is something that nobody wants to go through. Long-suffering. They don't want to go through that test. They'd be like, Lord, why me? Why me, Lord? Why not? You know, can't you not take me out of this? But you know what? In going through what you're going through, you may be going through a sickness. You may be going through, you know, turmoil on your job. God is the one that is going to bring you through. But do we have the patience? Do we have the patience? You know, we want something and we want it now. We don't want to go through that. In Philippians 4 and 6, it says, don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all of your requests to God in your prayers and petition along with giving thanks. Be anxious for nothing. Be patient. Whatever you're going through, be patient. Be patient. God is shaping and molding you and taking you to another place in Him. But are you patient enough to allow God to just chip off, you know, all that hurt and all that pain and whatever it is that you're going through, that sickness you're going through, you're pressing through? But do you have that patience? Do you have that long suffering? You don't know how long it's going to be. But you're patient. You're patient. And as you go through and you're trusting God, things may look crazy. But, you know, talk to God. I say we all need to pray. Prayer is conversation. Lord, I don't have the patience to go through this. I need your help. I need your help, Lord. Father, the words in my help come from you, who created the heaven and the earth. And this is where, you know, scriptures come in to help you. Coming to help you in what it is that you're going through. There is nothing new under the sun. You just have to stop and take time. Spend time with God. Spend time with Him. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to say you serve an awesome God. No matter what it is that I'm going through, He is there. He is my shield and my protector. He is my battle axe. Patience today and pray. Speak life. Galatians 6 and 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You're encouraging yourself. You encourage others. Allow God to have his way, said, let patience have her perfect way. Patience today. You see, there is so much road rage that, you know, is going on. People are so impatient. They're trying to, you know, get to wherever they're going. But you know what? You're not going to get there any quicker. I don't care how you speed. It's the mercy of God that protects you from that unseen driver and brought you there. And you know what? When you're going somewhere with someone and they're, you know, hurry up. You know, we got to be here. We got to do. And everything is going wrong. To try and, you know, delay you as something else come up. You get over one thing, something else come up. And you're getting impatient. You're getting aggravated. You're getting angry. You know, all that is working up on you because you know you have to be to a certain place. But, you know, all that was happening to you, God was protecting you from what was going on outside. But we are so impatient. We are so impatient that, you know, you cursing out and you like, well, I needed to be there at this time and whatever. And when you get out there and you saw the destruction that happened in that path that you was about to take, had you left when you wanted to, look, that could have been you. Have you ever done that and realized, you know, Lord, I thank you because that could have been me. Thank you for the delay. And when you ask God for patience, you know, situations is going to occur to try that patience. That's where you're building your patience. You ask for peace, situations is going to come about to create that peace, to build that peace in you. So as you are going through whatever it is that you ask God for, that wisdom, that peace, that love, that long suffering, as you are going through, as you're going through, you're learning patience. Because nothing is going to happen before it's time. In going through, you know, what you're going through, it's being chipped off. You're being shaped and you're being molded in that. You're chipping off. When we come out of darkness into the light that you're going through, a process that you're going through to get to where God wants you to be. But do you have the patience? When our leader is there and ministering to us, Some of us would say, ouch. Some would say, Lord, forgive me. And some would say, oh, they're talking about me. I don't have time for this, and get up and leave. But, you know, allow God. Allow God to have his way. You know. When you look over in Colossians, and this is a walk, Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, it say that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And that was verse 12. I just had to read all of that. Just couldn't stop. So in your long suffering and you being patient in what it is that you're going through, can you do that with joy? Can you do that? Can you stand and say, there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle? That was one of the affirmations. Every morning that I wake up, I say it. There is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle, because he lives within me. And yes, you get that struggle because our flesh is a mess. Our flesh wants to do what the flesh wants to do, but we bring the flesh under subjection. And we say, not today, devil. Today ain't promising, nor tomorrow. Find things, affirmation that you can say that will encourage you to keep your peace. Learn scriptures of peace and patience. Long-suffering as you go through. It's never easy. Going through something that you don't like. But patience. The Apostle Paul, he was encouraging churches. You're going through, you see many fall away from the church. You see them that is not doing what they're supposed to do in church. And when you look at that leader, and you have to encourage your leader, you have to pray for your leader. You have to pray for your leader. That's why the word says you pray. Pray. Help God to give them the patience that they need when, you know, they're ready to just go off. They take in a lot, but pray for them. Pray for them. Time to talk about it. You can dial in. You can press the one. If you have a question, if you have prayer, you're in need of prayer, or you have a praise report, you know that we have been praying for you, and, you know, sometimes it's encouraging. You have to pray, people. We're in the world today that is so full of turmoil. And you know what? people are taking things for granted. You are taking things for granted. You may be in a part where, you know, there is not too much killing or sickness or whatever that is going on. Maybe that little part, you know, you have it, but it's not as intense. And some just sit patiently and say, I wonder when it's going to reach over here to us. But you're calling it. Instead of you praying, you're calling it towards you. You're calling it towards you. In the book of James, chapter 1, it said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let me read chapter 3, verse 3 again. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Don't waver in your faith. We do. But we can always ask God to forgive us. Have patience. You will be going through tests. Spiritual test, the test of your faith, the test of your love for God. But if you stand on God's word and be patient, you know you want your job and that co-worker that is steady, just aggravating and doing stuff. You lay them before God. God, this is the situation. Teach me, Lord Father, to have patience and salute the divinity of God in them and send them love. And you patiently wait for God to do what he needs to do. Because you're going to see them in a different light. Patience today, people. We don't have patience. We don't talk about anything. We're quick to argue, pick up a gun, and, you know, we're quick to go to violence. And now, I know, especially mothers, patience with your child. As they grow up and you tell them not to do this, not to do that, the patience that you have to get with them. And you know what teaches patience to with a mother? Those that have special needs children. Patience from God. The love of God, the strength of God, for you to deal with that child. First thing everybody want to do is give them medication. But you know what? Why we don't medicate them with the word of God? Why we don't medicate them with Jesus? Why we don't do that? First, that's what we are. Everybody is not where you at. And one thing I can say that I love about the woman of God, Apostle Porter. She can come down to your level. That word, when she bring that word, use, I don't care if you use a child, you understood what it is that was being said. She can take you to that level, and she can go to a higher level, because everyone is not at the same place that you are. By you coming to their level in Christ, I'm not that other level. I'm not talking about coming down, cussing out, and what. No, we're not talking about coming down to that level there. We're talking about in Christ. And you have patience, especially with a non-believer, and you're drawing them to Christ. Do you have that patience that when it is that you're talking to them and in conversation, you know, they'd be like, oh, there ain't no God, and, you know, you always with Jesus this, Jesus that, and, you know, they're saying it. But you know what? In this saying all that, and you continue to talk about Jesus to them, eventually they will come on over, standing in the gap for that person and praying, taking that time and praying for them, for God to move on them, change their mindset, take them to a deeper place in Him. Go to a deeper place in Him. That's what we need today. Have patience. Pray. And allow God to have His perfect way in you, in the situation. Ask God to move. Ask Him to move. Throughout the Bible, when they're going into war, before they go, they would go to God. They would go to God. And if God say, no, not at this time, they had to wait. They never took God out of it. They never took God out of it. The children of Israel, when Moses came there, they was enduring, but God covered them. He kept them. Everything, each and every time that Moses went before Pharaoh, they let my people go. And they had to stand there and go through. You making bricks without straw and all this here, you going through, and you might want to give up. For that person today that is going through and feel that they can't go no more, they can't do, Lord, I can't do this. I speak life to you today. I speak the peace of God into your life today. And I'm asking you today to allow God to continue to do the work that He has begun. I ask God to give you strength today, the strength that only He can give you. I ask God today for you, stand on His word and trust Him. And know when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. That he is right there today. Your child may be going through surgery at this time. Lord, touch that parent today, Lord. Patience, give them peace, give them comfort, Lord Father, within them, Lord, that they will continue to lift up their eyes to you and call upon you, Lord. Father, for healing is the children's bread, Lord. Father, let them not worry, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to touch, O God, the doctors right now, the nurses right now, Lord, Father. Father, those that are sick in their bodies right now, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to heal their bodies right now as we say body line up with the word of God, Lord. Father, if they can only believe, O God, if they can only believe who you are, Lord. Father, those, Lord, Father, faith that are weak, Lord, Father, we are touching and agreeing with them right now, Lord, Father, supercharging their faith right now, Lord, Father. Father, building them up, Lord, Father. And as we let them know that they're not alone, Lord, Father, but we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and we are to pray one for another, Lord, Father. Father, that person that is waiting for that job right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the perfect job with perfect pay, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that they meet, Lord, Father, your needs, Lord, Father. Father, that they seek ye first. Father, if they only know, Lord, Father, that all things, Lord, Father, will be added on to them, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. And knowing, Lord, Father, every door that you close, Lord, Father, we know that there is a door open, Lord, Father, that you will allow us to go, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we did not walk through that door that we wasn't supposed to, Lord. And, Father, we know that things happen at times, Lord, Father, that we may not understand, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for understanding, Lord, Father. Father, so we shall say that we are understanding, Lord, Father. Father, touch today, Lord. Touch hearts and minds today, Lord. Father, you said many hearts will wax cold, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you today to continue, Lord, Father, to keep, Lord, Father, our praise going, Lord, Father, for you, our love, Lord, Father. Father, we're asking you, Lord, Father, to never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Teach us to stand in the gap for others, Lord, encouraging, Lord, Father, others, strengthening others, Lord, meeting, Lord, Father, babes in Christ, Lord, Father, and helping them, Lord, Father. Father, that they, Lord, Father, may come up and continue coming up, that they may draw others, O God, unto you this day, Lord. Let us not be hot-headed, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, in patience, Lord, Father, trials and tribulation will come about, Lord, Father. But teach us, O God, to be slow to speak and swift to hear the word, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, teach us, Lord, Father. Teach us, shape us, and mold us right now, Lord. Father, mercy upon your people that their patience, O God, is very thin right now, Lord, Father. Father, help us, O God, to to be that sensitive in the spirit, oh God, that when you lay someone's name, Lord Father, upon our hearts, Lord Father, to pray or to call or to go and encourage that person, Lord Father, help us, oh God, to be obedient, Lord. To be obedient, Lord. Father, we ask you, oh God, to forgive us right now, Lord. Father, where we wasn't obedient, we was disobedient and walked contrary to your word, Lord. Father, we thank you for being long-suffering, Lord, Father, towards us, Lord. We thank you for that patience, Lord, Father, that you have with us, in us, and through us right now, oh God. Father, move in a mighty and a special way through homes right now, Lord. Father, that parent right now, Lord, Father, that about to give up and lose their patience, Lord, Father. Father, about to do something crazy, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for supplying their needs right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for them looking to you, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for that one that was obedient to the word, Lord, Father, when you say, go look for them, Lord, Father. Bring that bag of groceries to them, Lord. Pay that bill for them, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, that when we're in that still place, Lord, Father, God, in you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for hearing the prayer right now, Lord. We thank you for answering right now, Lord. We thank you for your blood covering, Lord. Father, the blood that covers, Lord, Father. The blood, Lord, Father, that shields and protects, Lord. The blood, Father, that provides, Lord, Father. The blood that strengthens, Lord. Father, we thank you for the blood covering, Lord. And Father, as our children prepare, Lord, Father, to go on summer break, Lord, Father, you, Lord, Father, to give us the patience, Lord. Give us the patience that we need in you, Lord. Father, we can't do it by ourselves, oh God. We need you right now, Lord, Father. We need you like never before, Lord. We need you, oh God, to give us the patience, Lord. Father, as our children and grandchildren go off, Lord, Father, to college, Lord, Father, or, Father, even into the military, Lord, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, for our heart not to be troubled, Lord, Father, but to have peace, Lord, Father, in you, Lord, Father. Father, that you will cover them under the blood and you will take care of them and that you will hear our prayer, Lord, Father. Father, I come asking you right now, Lord, Father, to touch each and every listener right now, Lord, Father, that are listening now, that will listen at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, that they will not lose their patience in you, Lord, Father, but they will continue to stand, Lord, Father, on your word. Father, for your word will not return unto you void, Lord. Father, I thank you for covering them. I thank you, Lord, Father, for meeting their every needs, Lord. And, Father, building their faith, Lord, Father God, where it's low, Lord. Father, I'm touching and agreeing with those that are in need, Lord, Father, of prayer, Lord. Father, those that are in need of healing right now, Lord, Father. Those that are seeking your salvation right now, Lord, Father. I'm touching and agreeing with them that they do not give up, oh God, but continue, oh God, to call upon you, Lord, Father. And Father, they will open up their Bibles, Lord, Father, and begin to read, Lord. And as they open that Bible, Lord, Father, they open it to that passage, Lord, Father, that you want them, Father, to read, Lord, Father. Comfort their hearts, Lord, Father. Father, comfort, Lord, Father, the hearts right now of that parent of Delon right now, Lord, Father. Comfort them right now, Lord. Give them the peace and the comfort, Lord, Father, that they need at this time, Lord. Father, I thank you and I glorify you, Lord Father. See, Lord Father, to pray for others, Lord. Father, to use me, Lord Father, to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father, knowing it's not about me, Lord Father, but it's about you and the people, Lord Father, that you want touch, Lord Father. The people, Lord Father, that you're asking us to stand in the gap for, Lord Father. I thank you and I glorify you, Lord Father, for touch today. Move in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, your people need you. They're crying out to you right now, O God. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our prayer, O God. And we're thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Lord. Teach us. And Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm asking you today, for those of you that do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to accept him at this time, you may be listening on your computer or whatever other devices that you may be listening to other than your phone. I'm going to give you the number, 347-857-3925, and press the 1. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. We all have messed up. We all mess up, but we have a God that is loving, that is mindful, that is merciful, that is forgiving, that have patience with us. He has patience with us. And if we can only have that patience that he has, mastering it, ask him today. Go ahead. And dial that number, 347-857-3925, and press that 1 and accept him as your Lord and Savior today. And I ask the listeners today, have patience today as you go out in this sinful world, driving on the highways and the byways. Don't leave your house without God. Don't be in such a hurry that you don't pray today. Cover your children, your grandchildren. Cover yourself under the blood. Ask God to protect you from that unseen driver, from road rage, road debris. Ask him today. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Be patient and wait on the Lord today. No matter what situation that you're going through, trust in God today. Trust in him. Believe that he is the God that created thee. And that he knows you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. Love today. And we cancel that spirit of hatred today. Speak peace in your homes today. Speak life in your homes today. Allow God to shape and mold you. Sometimes it's not going to be nice you know, and what it is that you have to go through, what it is that you have to deal with. But you know what? He is right there. He is right there. He is right there. Pray. Pray today. Whether you're praying openly or you just, at times, you're just praying inward. Because where you at, you can't open your mouth. But he hears your prayer. And whatever you're praying for, stand, believe, trust, and have patience. Here at City of Victory, we say, say it, say it, say it till you see it, but do you have the patience? Do you have the tenacity to just continue believing, saying it, and believing it? See, if you can see it, if you can speak it, I'm pretty sure you're believing it. So believe it until it happens. And know that every other thing might come up, but stand and don't waver. Have patience. Lord, I thank you for using me today. Father, I thank you for the hearts, Father, that the word have touched, Lord. Father, we thank you for patience, Lord. We thank you for strength in our patience, Lord, as you continue to shape and mold us, Lord. Father, help us, Lord, to strengthen others and teach others, Lord, Father, and draw others into your kingdom, Lord. Use us this day. Let us be a light in someone's darkness today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and the link. Enjoy the word. As one is finished, another one will come on. You can share it with a friend. You can text the link to a friend. But you join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Till then, you be blessed and hope to see you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
There's so much going on. hard. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.